March 8th was International Women's Day, and it's the perfect time to reflect on the progress women have achieved in the financial realm over the past century. Despite this, the path to retirement is not without its unique challenges for women, and it's important to recognize the financial hurdles that they continue to face. In this episode, we'll share some eye-popping statistics and actionable advice to empower women in their financial journey, from the persistent gender pay gap to the impact of caregiving responsibilities and higher debt burdens. This is why retirement planning is different for women.
A successful retirement plan begins with assembling the right set of tools. Finding the proper ones for the job will allow you to drill down on your goals and nail down your future. Scott Searles, certified wealth strategist and owner of Skybox Financial Group, constructs retirement plans for clients every day and will share that knowledge and insight with you. It's time to open the retirement toolbox and get to work.
Going to be a great show today. Walter Storholt here alongside Scott Searles of Skybox Financial Group. And yes, we're going to be talking about retirement planning and why it's different for women and give you some of the reasons and discuss them and see really also a boots on the ground perspective from Scott. What's he really experiencing in the office in terms of the challenges that women face? Because sometimes we can read articles, we can look at stats, but we really want to know what's happening in the meetings. What are people really concerned with? So that's coming up on today's show. We're also going to talk a little bit later on about fictional characters during our Getting to Know You segment. And a good question from Daryl on this week's show. Daryl's 60 and he's got some options at work, whether to keep working or not working and take some money home with him. And he's trying to figure out the right decisions to make there. So that'll be in our mailbag segment a little bit later on. But before all of that, Scott, we need to tell our listeners and tell you, as we record today's show, it is happens to be your birthday. So happy birthday, my friend. And
well, thank you.
I hope it's a great day for you.
It is. It is. I'm going to go watch my daughter play lacrosse. So
it doesn't get better than that, does it?
No. Nope.
That's fantastic. So and not alone, right? You're picking up your other daughter, so you have to make it a family day.
Yep, we're heading out there to PA and going to watch ourselves some lacrosse later today. So I'm excited.
Fantastic. Well, here's hoping for a big victory to cap off the day.
Yep.
Well, let's dive into our conversation today. We won't ask you how old you are to get the show started today. We'll let you glide right past that that question and part of the birthday celebrations here. Retirement planning, different for women. You teased it at the beginning of the show, Scott, some of the reasons that we're going to cover. But first of all, before we get into the actual like nitty and gritty and look at some of these examples and specifics of why this is the case, would you agree? I mean, can we say yes, women are facing their own set of hurdles when it comes to retirement planning versus perhaps men or even couples?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what? This topic is kind of close to my heart because obviously I have four daughters and, you know, and plus my wife. So there's five women in my house. So it seems like every day is International Women's Day in my house. But, you know, the reality is that the majority... It's surprising more and more and more how many women I am dealing with that are coming into my offices, even couples where the women now kind of take control a little bit. But I do have a lot of women whose husbands may have passed away or they got divorced or they were always single to start with as clients. And that percentage is getting greater and greater and greater. And yes, there are challenges. Things are different for them than it is for, you know, a married couple or simply, you know, just a single man.
Okay, very good. Well, let's look at some of these more distinct reasons and explore some of the challenges that women are facing. First of all, the gender pay gap. This is something that we've always heard about. And even though they make up half of the workforce, or almost half, women receive lower compensation than men across almost every occupation. So this latest study comes from 2022, where women earned 82 cents for every dollar earned by men. This was from the Pew Research Center. Though various factors contribute to this difference in pay, the bottom line from the article or from the study is that this lower income limits your ability to save and can impact certain retirement benefits as well. How have you seen that gender pay gap impact your female clients, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, the direct correlation, just like the study said, is that generally women are going to have less money saved because if they're putting 10% of their money away into their 401k plan while they're working, and obviously their salary's lower than their male counterpart, then they're going to be putting less away, and thus they're going to be have less of a savings. You know, the other impact too there is Social Security. So if you're earning less, your Social Security payment's going to be a little bit different. So yes, when it comes to retirement for a woman, you know, that's going to definitely have an impact on that savings. Thus, you're going to have an impact on the type of income you're going to be able to have in your retirement.
Yeah, that was just a simple math equation, isn't it?
if you're
making less, you can save less, really. Or you're going to have to save at a much higher rate and make other sacrifices to save the same amount. So
That's a good point, too.
Yeah. Either way, a big hurdle. Now, this is part of the reason, perhaps, why that number, I mean, that's kind of like the top of the funnel, perhaps, the fact that there's this gender pay gap. But what are the reasons for the pay gap? Well, women are more likely to face career interruptions. So on top of earning less, women generally take the caregiving lead for children. Even we're seeing it more and more these days, taking the caregiving lead for elder relatives as well, with that sandwich generation conversation that we've had on the show before. This tends to result in fewer years of earned income as they take time away from the workforce. And this has sort of a cascading effect, doesn't it, on not only retirement contributions, because, again, you're spending time not working and saving as much, but it kind of cascades into some of the government benefits and other issues.
Yeah, where I see that a lot is, like you just mentioned, on Social Security. Because, you know, when you look at the earnings history on your Social Security report, sometimes a woman that had maybe worked and then she had children and she stopped working to raise the children, there's a big gap in that earnings history with a bunch of zeros. And then maybe after the kids, you know, get in high school or whatever the case may be, they go back to work and then that pay resumes. But what that inevitably did is it lowered your average throughout your working years for you in order to get a higher Social Security amount. So it lowered that Social Security. Then obviously too, when you take interruptions out, whether it's raising children, taking care of aging parents, you know, that's going to be less earned income you're going to have, thus less that you're going to be saving, and that's going to impact that money down the road. So these are challenges that women have, and you know, a lot of the times by the time they come in to see me, you know, they're getting ready to retire or they want to retire. And a lot of these, you know, not the damage, but all these things have already happened. So now we need to adjust to that and modify our strategies to make sure we can maximize the most we can with what they have and be able to have a secure retirement for them.
Absolutely. Great points. And this next one, or next two, I suppose we can kind of lump these in together, perhaps, Scott. They're both big issues and challenges. So this data is according to the National Center for Biotechnology Information. That's a big bit of a mouthful. Women outlive men in almost every society across the globe on average. This is not just a U.S. problem. This requires more retirement savings, obviously, to cover additional years, often also leads to higher long-term care costs for women. And that's like part one of the issue. Part two is the increasing divorce rate. And the fact that many are getting divorced later in life as well, it can also be a major setback for women, especially those who are relying on their partners, maybe because of these aforementioned issues, for their future financial support. So how can women today, Scott, prepare themselves, protect themselves during the planning process from this longevity issue, the possibility of the death of a loved one creating this major issue in retirement planning, or unfortunately that issue of divorce that's more and more prevalent these days?
Yeah, these, Walter, are both issues that we see all the time in our offices, and it's something that we address. So first, let's talk about that longer life expectancy. So when you're developing a plan, you know, I usually just kind of pick on the guys and knock them off first, because that's, you know, that's what the odds are going to tell us. So when we do our planning, we are going to focus on, you talked about a nursing home and long-term care needs for a woman. So let's look at an example where we've got a married couple. Usually, if the guy is going to get sick sooner or is going to pass away sooner, when both spouses are there, they're going to take care of each other as long as they possibly can before they go into a facility. So that would mean if the guy is going to pass away sooner, then that his stay in those nursing home and his costs are going to be much lower than hers, because if she lives longer and ends up having to go into a facility later in life, you know, now she's relying on the kids. Well, they've got their own kids. They have their own lives. And, you know, it's a lot, you know, the stays in those facilities are longer for women, you know, because of that fact, too. So we developed that plan for that. So we focus on that to make sure that, you know, that we're going to be covered and we're going to have a strategy in place for that, because they are living, you know, everybody's living longer. Medical advances, you know, continue to grow. You know, we haven't figured out the brain, though. So my oldest client was 98, happened to be a guy, but he had spent 10 years in a facility and he was physically healthy, but, you know, his mind had started to go. So he was 10 years in a facility. So that's another thing. As we get older, our medicine is allowing us to live longer, but sometimes that mind goes on us and we still have a long time to live and we need help. So another thing we need to plan for. Then talking about that divorce. Yes, I see it a lot, actually, where people are getting divorced in their 50s and 60s now. And for a woman, it's very detrimental in a lot of cases, because if the man was the main breadwinner, you know, she had stayed home with the kids and did everything that, you know, a lot of women do, then, you know, she's only getting half of what her husband's retirement was or whatever the situation. And she needs to late in life start over again, maybe go get a job, do these things. So, yes, it is difficult. And there are specific planning needs that women are going to need in those situations.
Such big burdens and big issues when those things pop up. So you should spend a lot of time with your advisor discussing those specific issues with your significant other, or if you're already in that position of being single at this stage in life. I mean, these are big conversations to have, and you got to make sure that those things are being talked about and covered in your portfolio and in your plan. Here's a little bit of a curveball that I didn't see coming. Didn't really have this one on my mind as a possible issue for women in retirement, Scott, but sure enough, the data is there to support it. For many retirement savers, outstanding debt can slow down the saving process. And a study done just last year in 2013 by T. Rowe Price found a notable gender disparity in debt, with more women holding debt across various categories. Not just one category, but includes credit cards, medical debt, student loans. 60% more women reported outstanding student loan debt, if we're specifically focusing on that category, than men. I'm just curious to know if that surprises you at all, and if you can maybe expand on the way that some of this outstanding debt problem, for anybody obviously, but especially since we're focusing on women today, impacts the ability to plan and save for the future.
Yeah, you know, this is a bit of a surprising statistic when you first initially hear it, but then it starts to make sense, because, you know, if throughout, you know, their working career, women are making less, you know, things are expensive and they might end up incurring a little bit more debt. That can be difficult when it comes to retirement. And one thing, because retirement is all about cash flow. If you've saved X amount of money, it can only generate safely X amount of income. Well, if you still have a mortgage on your house, you have credit card debts, you have all these different things, then, you know, that's actually going to reduce your spendable income you can after you pay all those bills. So that means you have to have more saved. Well, we already talked that women have less money saved. So it's kind of, you know, a quandary that women run into when you have that debt. You know, plus the fact, too, that during their working years, if they have higher student loan debt, if they have this different debt, what are they doing? They're paying that debt. They're still living. And that means they're saving less too. So it all kind of works around into a vicious circle that's going to impact eventually that retirement for women.
Well, I think that's a really big issue, and so I'm glad we're able to raise that one up here today. One more area I definitely want to focus on here then is definitely a bit of a different perspective. We're not talking so much about the nuts and bolts in terms of planning here, but more of an emotional element, and that would be a lack of financial confidence. And this comes from a BMO Real Financial Progress Index. Sounds so official. They conducted a survey that found sizable gaps in how women reported being educated about personal finance from a young age. So this survey reported that only 53% of women felt confident enough to retire at their target age, and that, and this is the big one, 79%, so almost 80% of women, desire more access to financial literacy resources. So I'm kind of interested in hearing your thoughts on how perhaps a lack of confidence can impact someone's financial plan. And also, what do you do to help women gain more confidence in their financial plan and receive that literacy that they kind of seek here? It seems like 80%, according to this study.
You know, obviously we're focused on women on this podcast, but I think in general, people have a lot of questions about personal finance. They haven't been educated. They don't understand a lot of stuff. And it's even worse for women because a lot of times in a relationship, the man will handle all the finances. And then if something happens to him, she's a little bit in the dark. She doesn't know, you know, what's going on, you know, why she has certain investments, why they're doing certain things. And what that does is that creates uncertainty and a lack of confidence. So a lot of the times when I work with women, whether through a divorce or after a passing, a lot of it's simply education, getting a strategy and making them feel comfortable and confident in the decisions that they're making, because that is going to spill through to all areas of their lives. And a lot of it is just simply that lack of that education. And like I said, I think it's prevalent for men and women, but even more for women, that they don't have that confidence because they don't have the financial education.
All right, Scott, last but not least, despite the strides that women have made in achieving financial independence, they obviously still face these distinct challenges in retirement planning. Maybe we just scratched the surface today. Maybe we went really deep on all of these things. But either way, you can certainly see that there's still a lot of obstacles in the way. I think it just underscores the need for personalized financial planning, because all of these things are going to affect people differently. And my big takeaway here is just to remember that never too late to take control, get actively engaged, increase that level of knowledge and confidence. And hopefully women listening to today's show can kind of take that charge and have some more confidence to charge forward with their retirement plans.
Walter, that's so true. And for everybody out there listening, you know, find somebody to help you along your path. You know, whether it's us, you can always set a phone call. It's talktoscott.net. You know, I can help you a little bit with your situation. But simply getting a plan and a strategy in place for somebody that you feel comfortable and trust is going to help you. And so, for instance, I had a woman come in, and she had recently gotten divorced. She was actually came to me. She was referred from her CPA, and she was in the midst of the divorce. So now we had this big transition where, you know, she was getting the house. She had to pay the expenses of the house, the taxes of the house. She hadn't worked in so many years. And we needed to redevelop that strategy. And like I mentioned before, it was all about empowering her and giving her that confidence to move forward, giving her a direction where she can feel comfortable in her financial security in the future. And we did that. And now she's doing well. She's thriving. And she feels much more confident about her situation. So that's the key. It's just finding somebody that'll help you. It can be overwhelming. It can be intimidating. But finding someone you trust on your side to help you walk through that is going to be extremely helpful for you.
Well, again, if you want to get in touch with Scott and have that conversation after listening to today's show, very easy to do that. You can call him at 888-742-0111 or go online to talkwithscott.net, talkwithscott.net. All that contact info is in the description of today's show. All right, Scott, coming up, we're going to have our Getting to Know You segment in a few moments, and then we have a good listener question from Daryl this week. And Daryl is 60. He's got some questions about whether to keep working or maybe take perhaps a pension buyout. So it could be interesting to see the direction of that question. So that's coming up in mere moments right here on the Retirement Toolbox.
It's Getting to Know You time.
All right, here is our question for you on today's episode, Scott. What fictional character, any fictional character you want to choose, would you like to hang out with for a day?
Wow, that's a tough one. I could probably come up with a few, but I would have to say I'm a Marvel fan. I enjoy all that. And I think I would go with Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Okay.
All right, and I would say that because all the tech, all the science,
do you get to fly around in the suit though? That's the important part here.
If he let me, I would. I mean, I don't know if I could drive that thing. I'd probably crash into a building or two. But I might get kind of airsick in that suit too and could make a mess in it. But I think that simply, all the tech, all the cool stuff he's got around there would be just so fascinating. And obviously he's this rich, fancy dude. You drive around the fancy cars, you go to fancy places. It'd be fun for a day to hang out with Tony Stark.
Yeah, I like that. That'd be pretty cool. It's hard to beat that one. I'll pick Harry Potter because it does magic. It's like, wouldn't it be cool to have like a buddy next to you that could just like do magic and make portals open up and walk through walls and fly around on a broom and, just do random stuff like that. I mean, that'd be hang out at Hogwarts for the day. I mean, that'd be kind of a cool day, I think.
Yeah, it would be. And you can open a portal and you just go somewhere else. You don't even need to walk.
Yeah. What do they call that? The port key, right? You hold on to the little cup thing and it spins you around and takes you wherever you want to go. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like it. That's a good one. I don't think it's as good as Tony Stark, but
no, I mean, that one's definitely got a little bit more of a cool factor to it. For sure. That would be an action-packed day with Tony Stark.
Yes, it would. It would.
Yeah. All right. Enough of that. Let's get to our great question this week from Daryl. It's time to open up the mailbag.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
So Daryl says, I'm 60 and have been given two options at work. Keep working and retire in 5 to 6 years with a pension, or, this is attractive, I can retire now and take a severance package and a pension buyout. How do I weigh my options?
Well, you know what, Daryl, that is a fantastic question. It's something that we see every week in our offices here. And obviously, I don't know much about your situation, Daryl, but let's run through some different scenarios. In a lot of cases, taking that pension buyout and lump summing that pension out, when you look at the math, makes a lot of sense for a couple different reasons. Number one, you can usually invest that money and provide a greater income over a longer period of time. Second, it allows you to control your taxes a little bit. When you take that pension, let's say you get $2,000 a month or whatever it is, that $2,000 a month goes right onto your tax return. It's going to be taxable every year, that $24,000, for the rest of your life. Now, if you lump sum that, it allows you to take control of your taxes. Maybe you could do some Roth conversions. You can withdraw from other sources in order to control your tax situation a little bit. So it gives you a little bit more greater flexibility. Now, on the other hand, too, sometimes the pension, those numbers work out fantastic and it doesn't make sense to lump sum. So every company, everybody's situation's different. And that's why it's very hard with your question, Daryl, to narrow down something that works well for you. But the key is going to be getting something like our worry-free retirement blueprint in place, run those numbers, know what your options are. Because what I always say is knowledge is power. When you're armed with that information, you can feel confident then that you can retire in maybe 4 years, not 5 to 6 years, or maybe you retire at 7, 8 years. But it's just getting that plan in place, looking at all those options and seeing what makes the most sense for you.
Very good. Great question, Daryl. Thanks for sending that in to us. I'm sure it's just comforting to hear that a lot of other people are facing the same kind of decision. And let me clue you in on a little secret. If you're listening to today's show, if you think, oh my gosh, I'm the only one that's facing this tough financial choice or that's staring down the barrel of this big decision I've got to make, That's unlikely. It's very possible that other people have been through what you are going through, and Scott has probably had the experience of helping people navigate through that particular issue. Now, it doesn't mean that your solution is going to be the same as the previous people who have had that same issue, but people have at least walked down this road before and have had to have these kinds of conversations, and Scott's very good at then parsing through those similar conversations but arriving at your unique solution to match with your goals. And so if you'd like to go through that kind of planning process, ask any questions that might be on your mind related to financial and retirement planning, and then get a solid plan in place, all you have to do is pick up the phone, give Scott a call at 888-742-0111, or go online to talkwithscott.net, and you can schedule a private one-on-one meeting with Scott to talk about your situation. That's talkwithscott.net, and we've linked to that in the description of today's show to make it easy on you. Scott, thank you so much for your help today. Happy birthday to you, my friend. I hope it is a great day, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again on the next episode.
Thank you, Walter. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, and we'll talk to everybody soon right back here on the Retirement Toolbox.
Go Cavs.
Investment advisory services provided by Skybox Asset Management, LLC.